This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Solidarity says it has called on the government to urgently intervene in the working conditions at the University of South Africa, which are pushing staff to a breaking point. They're saying a survey they conducted among their members at UNISA to obtain first-hand information about the serious allegation has, in most cases, confirmed the severity of the situation. The feedback points to unacceptably high workloads, as well as high levels of stress and burnout, highlighting the impact these conditions are having on employees' physical and psychological well-being. Let's speak, therefore, to Solidarity's Anik Niemand, the network organizer for professional sector. Good evening and welcome.
Good afternoon. I hope you're doing well, and good afternoon, listeners.
Good evening. Good evening. Appreciate your time as well. Please talk to us about the intervention that you're calling for to look into the working conditions in UNISA.
So, the past 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure you guys saw, so there were several media reports that highlighted what is appeared to be a workplace well-being crisis at UNISA. So these reports raised serious concerns. So it's regarding excessive workload, severe employee burnout, and also the impact of the current working conditions and the impact it has on well-being especially. So questions were then raised about the long-term sustainability of these working conditions and what the impact may be on students and the education that is provided. So given the seriousness of these allegations, Solidarity then believed that it was important to establish whether the concerns reflected the experiences of our members. So we therefore conducted an anonymous survey, so amongst our UNISA members, to obtain first-hand feedback on the current working conditions. So the purpose was mainly to determine whether the information that was reported in the media, if it could be substantiated by our employees and by our members. And we are shocked by the feedback that we got.
Mm. What is the feedback that you got?
So firstly, I can just say, so the survey was conducted anonymously, and then also it's confidential, but what I can confirm is that what was mentioned in the articles, it strongly supports the concerns that our members raised. So approximately 95% of our members indicated that they are experiencing excessive workload. So it's largely due to unfilled vacancies, the increase in marking, and then also administrative responsibilities. So many of our members reported and saying that there's so much stress and the levels are so high and they are struggling to cope with the current workload. So the overwhelming message from our members that we received is that the situation is very serious and that many of our employees feel that they are approaching or have already reached burnout.
Approximately how many employees that you might have there that are affected by this?
It's almost 400 members, Solidarity members.
Mm, okay. And of course, you speak for your employees, but it is reasonable to think everyone is affected by similar challenges, all workers, most workers?
Definitely, definitely. So we can also say the survey that went out, there are people that completed the survey that are not members of Solidarity. Mm. So this is something that we feel strong about. It's not something that only affects our members. It affects all employees at UNISA. And what we are currently doing, the plans going forward, is there to establish solutions not for only our members, but for UNISA as an institution.
Yeah. What is the cause for these challenges that are there, for the high workloads? Of course, they would result in the burnout, in the stress and so on. What is the cause for the high workload?
So we definitely think in terms of there's a big emotional and a psychological component to it as well. And our members indicated that the impact is significant. So our employees said that they are experiencing so much stress, emotional exhaustion and symptoms associated with burnout. Many of them say that they are already on a burnout stage and they can no longer manage it. But what we do believe can be done in terms of resolving this. So we believe UNISA should urgently undertake a comprehensive assessment on the workload across the department. So this assessment should identify areas where the employees are experiencing, for example, excessive workload, where vacancies remain unfilled, and also maybe where there are additional support that can be provided, if it's academic support or administrative support, it needs to be provided. So addressing the staffing shortages and ensuring that the workloads are realistic it would not only improve the well-being of our members and also the educators and the employees of the university, but it will also benefit the student and help them to maintain and make sure that the quality of teaching is on standard.
Yeah, all right. I want to take an ad break, but when I come back, I want to ask you about what the university says, whether now or before, around this challenge. Now, these issues that are there, are these issues that you have previously engaged UNISA about, or even now after the findings of the survey?
So I can confirm, I can confirm some of previous matters we had members communicated, they reached out to us, asked us for assistance. We advised them on the internal processes. Currently, the survey that we completed, we closed the survey on Monday. There has not been any engagement with UNISA at this stage on the matter after getting information from the survey. So we are currently, as a team, as a legal team, sitting, discussing the way forward as well. So engagement will now take place. Our media submissions have been done today, so the next steps will be done in the next week.
Okay, so the legal submissions are directed at UNISA?
No, so it's not directed to them. So it was media communication that went out with the surveys taking in mind to answer on the articles to say that we are of the opinion, taking into consideration the survey, the feedback that we received. It's reliable information. It's information that was received from our members. And we can now confirming the original information that was submitted in the article, that information is correct and we have the members that are affected. So we will now engage going forward after today.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Wonderful evening to you.
Thank you. You too.
Good evening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.